It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning. And we do that on iHeartRadio, as you know, also Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And the week is starting to fly by. A Thursday morning, the ninth day for May. And let's take you to Perth this morning and catch up once again with Matthew Hughes, the founder and managing director of Capital Property Advisory. And yes, Matthew, you see, it's another busy week, isn't it? Thursday already, no doubt you have been incredibly busy.
Absolutely, mate. We had one of the busiest weekends on record last weekend. I think we're out looking at about 9 or 10 properties across the weekend, which given the low stock levels is a pretty good result for us. The groups that we saw out there were absolutely astronomical. There was so many people out at home opens on the weekend.
Well, hang on, you can't really say that. That sounds too positive, because if we go back to last week, we were talking about Canstar's recent national property report suggesting that Perth's property market might be slowing down. Now, if we take a look over the last few weeks in Perth, how has the market been looking for you and your team? Tongue in cheek.
Well, I think I made my opinion clear on that report last week, so we don't need to dwell on that. What we've seen over the last few weeks since we spoke last is the opposite of a slowdown. If anything, we're finding it more difficult to find and secure property. There was one property that we went and looked at for a client with a budget of around 600 on the weekend. There was well over 100 groups there. There was a line out the door and down the street. And then last I checked, before we pulled our interest, there was over 25 offers on the property. And we're finding it's similar across the board now, and it's starting to creep up into the higher price brackets. So we've got budgets at the moment for investors anywhere from 600 up to about 1.4 million. And every property that we're looking at and potentially acting on has 10 plus offers on it at the moment. So the slowdown does not seem to be materializing.
It's just that positivity. And you've only got to go back to last week when I was talking to Eliza Owen from CoreLogic. And she was talking about the migration in Perth.
If you look at Perth, that's seen internal migration really turn around. Net interstate migration to Western Australia was over 2,000 people. And that's off the back of a decade average pre-COVID of minus 95 for the net interstate migration result. This is in part fueled by very strong labour market conditions.
Yeah, so a lot of people coming into Perth, positivity. So it's safe to say at the moment there is no slowdown expected for this year.
No, look, it is great to hear some positivity from someone as respected as Eliza. She's on the money in terms of the population growth. We know that we've been leading the country for a while now with our population growth. And historically, when our economy is good, we do get positive interstate net migration, as does Queensland typically. Sydney and Melbourne tend to get more from overseas and possibly are losing more to the other states than they're gaining. And just of note, I saw last week that Adelaide, which is a relatively robust property market at the moment, has just shifted from positive to negative interstate net migration. And that's always a concern for the smaller markets, is they're not getting that outperformance on population growth over the long term. But in terms of the slowdown in Perth, we can't find any evidence for the suggestion of such. Our growth rate's actually still increasing, both quarter on quarter and month on month, with us doing 2% according to CoreLogic in April alone. And if you look at that and apply it to the median house price, it equates to growth of $15,000 a month on the median house price, or $500 a day. So for people that are on the outside looking in and trying to buy a property, their dollar's worth less every day that they don't get into something. So that's something to factor in if you are searching for a property and approaching a negotiation.
Yeah, and just in terms of people trying to buy a property in Perth at the moment, it does seem like possibly those hard times are still going to be around for a little bit. So what about for these home buyers or renters? Has there been any positive news in the market in relation to the housing stock?
Pleased to report, actually, yes. We're often talking about statistics that are good for the market in terms of people who hold property already, but the same thing is also negative for someone who's looking for a home or trying to find a rental. But I'm really happy to report that there was some positive news that I read last week. with WA leading the national recovery in home building activity. And we had the strongest annual performance in new home sales across the country. Sales of new homes actually increased by 10% in March alone, month on month, and they're up 25% from the same quarter last year, and nearly 30% over the past 12 months in comparison to the previous year. So welcome news, and it is positive, but it's also important to temper your expectations in that we are coming off a very low base. So as a quantum, these percentages sound far less impressive. And I think we've still got a long way to go before we start building at a rate that's even close to meeting demand.
Yes, temper those expectations. All right, we are talking to Matthew Hughes, our man on the ground in Perth in WA. We'll come back in just a moment and talk more about the Perth market.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Well, as we know, the Reserve Bank governor decided to keep things on pause. Some interesting comments from Michelle Bullock in the Tuesday press conference, and she was genuinely surprised when she went to the gas station to fill up her car.
I went to fill up my car with petrol the other day, and I got an absolute shock when I saw the price of it. Now, that's something that's really obvious to people, but there's an underlying chunk of stuff here which is just eating into people's spending power the whole time. So, yes, it is frustrating. I would say to people who are struggling that I understand they are struggling. Part of the reason they are struggling is not just interest rates, though, it's inflation. And the best thing that I can do for them is to try and get inflation back down so that they don't have to worry about the prices of their everyday things continuing to go up. That's the best thing I can do for them. I understand the interest rates hurt, but that's the tool I've got, and that's the best thing I can do for them.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it is a Real Estate Thursday in WA, talking all things Perth property this morning with Matthew Hughes. And we sort of touched on the construction side of things. And Matthew, what factors do you believe are causing this increased appetite for construction after a bit of a quiet period?
Look, I'll answer this one anecdotally for you, I guess, rather than quote statistics. I think you know that we've got a block of land that we purchased to build our dream family home. We bought that over a year ago, and we've been in planning and design for that period and are very close to getting a development approval. But during that entire period, I've been monitoring the established market because I think, as you know as well, I'm quite fatigued from construction, having done four projects over the last 4 years, and they took a lot longer than expected, and it was reasonably stressful throughout that post-COVID period working with builders. And so the last thing I want to do is build another one. But what I've seen lately is that previously, a year ago certainly when we bought the block, there was a disconnect between the cost to buy an established home and the cost to build new. It was far more expensive to build new. So we've been looking around for an established family home that might suit our needs. And what I'm finding now, firstly, I can't find one that's suitable. But even if I did, the same budget that I'm applying to my construction, when I put that into the established market, no longer gets me a better outcome. So what we've seen is not just parity between the two, but I think it's actually better value now, at least in the suburb that I'm talking about, which is Mount Hawthorne. There's better value in me actually building my new home than there is in buying something established because of all the recent growth. So I think that's a trend that people are starting to recognize across the board. And as we continue to get more growth in the established market, we'll continue to see more people turning to builders, and then we'll have to see what the impact of that is on the workforce.
Yeah, and if you have a look at the rate of growth in Perth, particularly for investors, and the fact of, you know, this whole acceleration just seems to be continuing, you know, for those investors that are outside of Perth, they might be thinking, gosh, is there going to be this slowdown to the acceleration?
Yeah, look, it's not a question we've had too much lately, but it has started to creep into a few of our client meetings where people are saying, have I missed the boat? Am I too late in this cycle? My honest answer is no, I don't think so. I think that you don't want to be entering into any market too far into a growth cycle, but I don't think we're anywhere near that point in Perth yet. But we are actually preparing as a company for that eventuality. So historically, we've only purchased for clients in Perth. We've got plans in place now, and we're working on those at the moment to move and expand into the next growth market, which is looking like potentially being Victoria. So we're actually in final talks with a new senior buyer's agent who will be have boots on the ground over in Victoria, because I think you know my opinion on borderless buyer's agency. I don't like the idea of the East Coasters becoming experts on Perth overnight and coming over here and buying. And so conversely, we're going to make sure we don't do the same thing when we expand over East. So if Melbourne is the right market, then we'll have some boots on the ground there sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, I would imagine. And then if clients are coming to us and they're asking, hey, look, often they've got properties already or they've got some cash or equity that they want to deploy into the market, there will come a point where Perth won't make sense and I won't be comfortable recommending it to them. And I don't think we're anywhere close to it yet, but when the time comes, we'd like to have another option to offer our clients. So that's some exciting news that we're sharing with you for the first time.
There's nothing better than, of course, getting somebody in the location as opposed to somebody trying to be the expert from outside of the region, which is what you're talking about. Talking of experts, before I let you go, of course, on Tuesday, we had the RBA that decided, you know, not to increase the cash rate. That's great news. Did you see that coming? I think most people did. The odd economist, as I've already mentioned, thought that we might get a bit of a bump, but hasn't happened yet.
I did see a few articles in the final days leading into the decision that suggesting that there might be an increase. I didn't think there was enough to justify it in the statistics. So I'm glad that they held. I'm hoping that they do get inflation under control and that it stays where it is and then eventually starts to come down in the not too distant future. But I think certainly the stats that we've seen on inflation recently might kick down the road that potential reduction on the rate.
Matthew Hughes, you are a very busy man there in Perth with your operation. Great to chat again. Enjoy your Thursday and the weekend coming up and look forward to chatting in a couple of weeks' time.
Likewise, Craig. Good to talk to you, mate.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Where people are able to keep servicing home loans, and it's possible that a lot of the people taking out debt at the moment to buy aren't having to take out as much. So downsizers or people who are selling an asset to buy something else is making up a little more of the owner-occupier buyer pool.
And I remember 2 years ago, we were talking about this high contrast between different markets. Your report is telling us that there is still this multi-speed factor that is in play.
That's right. And the biggest factors that we see determining the kind of rate of growth that you're getting across the market depends on value. So like I say, relatively cheap markets like Perth and Adelaide are seeing the strongest growth at the moment. And it's also to do with stock levels.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.